Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon on this really horrible Monday with the mass murders in Las Vegas. I turned the TV on. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. And I'm sure there's going to be a lot more come out. But today is going to be a day of infamy that will go down in American history. But on the brighter side, I have my friend Musa Swada, who is the station manager at WCAA, and he's here to discuss the National Radio Conference that we're going to hold this weekend here in Albany. So, Musa, how are you, and how is the planning going?
How are you doing, Cynthia? You know, again, thank you for having me on your show. Also, you know, just like you're saying, thoughts and prayers go out to those that are affected by this horrible event that's happening. It just happened in Las Vegas. You know, we pray for the quick recovery of everyone who's injured and for, you know, just the best for those who did lose a loved one. But we are gearing up for the Grassroots Radio Conference starting this Friday, October 6th through Monday, October 9th. It's looking really good. We've got Laura Sanders as our keynote speaker for Sunday afternoon. We've got Chris Maxwell doing our opening speaker about the history of low power FM radio. We've got Roy Zimmerman, the comedian, is going to be doing our Saturday night kind of concert event. And then we've got a local band, Mixed Roots, they're a local reggae band. They're going to be doing Sunday night. And now, you know, all day Saturday and Sunday, we're going to have community broadcasters from all over the country coming and descending here into Albany. And we're all going to get together and do some panels and some workshops, learn from each other, network with each other, and have a good time.
Now, you and I have known each other for almost 2 years now, and I've been working with you on the station ever since I first met you. Describe the importance of low power FM stations and the importance of the conference.
Well, you know, low power FM stations came out of the short story back in the 80s, 90s, the government deregulated radio, allowed more people to own more radio stations, which meant the guys with big money went around buying up all the small guys. But then there was a number of people that were out there, they were fighting and said, hey, it's not fair. You know, you're saying everybody can get access to the airwaves, but it's really a money game. So they fought long and hard and got the FCC to create this new classification of community radio stations. Low power, 100 watts, meaning they have, you know, maybe a 3 to 10 mile radius, depending on where you're broadcasting from. They're all for non-for-profits or community groups. They're all non-commercial. And really they're there to make sure that there is a community voice on the airwaves, that it's not all taken up by commercial airwaves and, you know, very little bit of college and other non-commercial community stations. Mm-hmm. And the conference itself is really just an outgrowth of that. You know, it's a way for people in this slightly anarchist a group of people that love community radio, that love to hear independent minds and independent voices. It gives them an opportunity to get together once a year and to talk about the issues that are affecting their stations and also affecting their communities, to help each other better their stations, new stations on the air, and just to generally fellowship and talk and get together and make sure that we're continuing to push this community radio initiative, you know, further every year.
Now, you had gone to one of the conferences before, and it kind of lit a fire under your butt. Can you tell us exactly why you were so enthused about the one that you participated in?
Well, when they say it was grassroots, they mean grassroots. I mean, the food's donated. The most of the people there are volunteers. Attendees are doing workshops, and workshop attendees are, you know, it's really grassroots. It's really hands-on. You know, everybody that I met there was about community and about helping the community. And that's really one of the things that, And a lot of very highly skilled people. And so you end up, you know, going to the conference, meeting these people, and then they give you their number, their cell phone, their home number, their email address. They tell you, call me when you're ready to get your thing up. We'll help you out. And they mean it. You know, I've got at least a good 3 or 4 people that from that conference that I'm still in touch with that, you know, whenever I've got a whether or not I can do something with a candidate for a political campaign, or, you know, what are the rules on what we can say when we're out, you know, doing a live broadcast from a commercial venture, first spot, you know, they're all so willing to give you the answer, you know, on the spot. Not, oh, let me go dig it up, or, you know, hey, oh, yeah, what do you need? Oh, here you go. There's your answer. You know, let me know if that works for you, and, you know, if you need me to send you some information, I'll send it to you. You know, it's just the mentorship that you get there. You know, it made me feel comfortable in knowing that I could come back and help my organization do this, because I wasn't going to be doing it alone. I knew that I had a real good team around me, and then I could count on.
Every time I do a Focus on Albany show at the end, I always WCAA and ask, you know, people to listen and also to become part of WCAA family. So this is also an invitation for people in the community to come out, listen, learn from what's going on in the workshops, and network, you know, yourself. And if you have an interest in radio or, you know, what's going on as far as communication, this is the place to go. So, Musa, tell everybody a little bit about how they can be involved and what they can learn from what we're going to do.
Oh, well, if you go to grassrootsradioconference.org, you know, feel the presentation and the workshops that are going on, as well as a little bit about the other events surrounding the conference. You know, WCAA members and volunteers, you know, we ask you guys to come on out and become volunteers at this event. It's a great place to learn. It's a great place to connect, as well as we're reaching out to local students. You know, students that are interested in being a part of this and coming out and volunteering, you know, please come down. You know, we would love to see you guys learn from this experience as well. And, you know, if you're just a community member that might be interested in learning something about community radio or about what we're doing, you know, come on down, you know, become a WCAA volunteer member and come out, and you can also be a part of this and learn a lot and network community radio folks.
And the people that are going to participate will be from all over the country, right?
Just got an email this morning, somebody coming from Canada. So, you know, we've got a little bit of international feel to this thing.
This is terrific. So, briefly, can you discuss some of the workshops we'll be offering?
Well, I'll tell you, Al Davis and Caitlin Redding have really been working on the workshops. They would be better at this than I am, but I'll tell you, if you go to the website,
grassrootsradioconference.org. You'll see a listing of the workshops, you know, their times and their schedules, and you'll see a great list of everything from security issues to how to work in a non-for-profit, how to do fundraising for your community radio station, all kinds of great workshops that you would, if you're into this kind of thing, you would be interested in being a part of.
Now, as we go along, when we have our Tuesday night meetings, and have you been surprised at the number of people who have come out and joined us, or not surprised?
Well, I mean, community radio is a great thing. I've done some community radio in the past, and you know, when it's done well, you know, it really gets connected to the community, and it makes an impact on the community. So, you know, if we're doing our job, people come out, they want to be a part of it, you know, people get excited. And so, yeah, I have been happy, you know, when we've had some larger numbers, you know, come out to our volunteer meetings. And then, you know, the interest comes and goes a little bit. But in general, yes, I've definitely been happy at the number of volunteers and the amount of community interest we've been able to garner.
So if people want to get involved, not only in this coming national conference, but also to become involved in WCAA, how can they do so?
So, again, the conference website is grassrootsradioconference.org. And then the website for the radio station is WCAA1073.org. Log on to either one of those. Reach out to us, and we'd love to hear from, you know, anybody that's interested in being a part of the community radio movement.
And you, we have a website, right?
Yep,
oh, I'm sorry, we have a Facebook
page. WCAA1073.org.
No, I mean, we have a Facebook page.
Oh, yeah, you can always find us on Facebook as well, Grassroots Radio Conference, or WCAALP 107 FM.
And we also have a Twitter account, right?
Actually, we do. We're still looking for a regular volunteer to man it, but we've got one.
Okay, great. And what is the address for our Twitter account?
I believe it's the same, WCAA1073.
Okay, great. So anybody who wants to, that's listening to this, who wants to participate over the weekend, we would love to have you. We would love to have your thoughts and your ideas and the opportunity to network with other people, not only throughout the country, but also in Canada, too. So, in closing, Musa, do you have any final thoughts?
Thank you for having me on the show again to talk about it. You know, just very excited that we were able to host this year. You know, really looking forward to meeting all the people that will be coming and to see, you know, all the things that the WCAA team members are able to learn, and how much better we'll be, you know, when we come out of this.
One quick question. You know, we've had our doors open for a number of months. What do you think the impact of WCAA and Grant Street Community Arts Center has had on that part of the community, on that part of the neighborhood?
Well, you know, I would hope that, you know, we are becoming a stakeholder in the community. We're becoming, you know, something that helps to bring, you know, some brightness to a street that's got a bit of history of some bad things happening. I'm pretty sure, you know, a few people on the block have definitely been happy to see us open. They like to hear the music. They like to know that the community center is there. You know, as we continue to develop programs, bring the community in, that allow, you know, kids and adults and other, you know, neighbors to come and use the facilities and join in on what we're doing, I think our impact will be even better. You know, right now I think what we've really done is just given a little bit of hope that something positive, you know, will be coming out of that corner instead of just another, you know, empty building.
Thank you, Musa. Thanks for coming on Focus on Albany. You've been listening to Musa Zwana, the station manager at WCAA. So if you like this show, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, download on your smartphone, subscribe to iTunes. If you have a comment, hashtag Focus on Albany on Twitter. And most important, like we've been talking about for the past 15 minutes, if you want to become involved in community radio, if you have ideas, if you have enthusiasm and energy to be part of WCA and the community, please come to our meetings, which is every Tuesday night at 6 o'clock on Grand Street in Albany. Thank you, Musa, and thank you, everybody, for listening. We'll see you at the conference. Have a great day.